Ta'ala falls into disobedience and then ultimate rebellion against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which makes him then eligible for the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the reminders which we have been given to in the Qaidat, some mufassirin explain one of the signs of Qiyamah is that a type of a very hazy smoke will engulf the entire world. Reference is made to that. But many mufassirin explain it is reference to the punishment which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicted the people of Makkah with, who refused to accept the message of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of a period of 23 years, bit by bit, piece by piece. Then it was revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, most of the mufassirin say it refers to the night of Qadr, although some ulama got a different view that it refers to the night of Qadr, which occurs in Sha'ban. Allah, the great bounties of Allah Ta'ala in Jannat. And in the last surah, Surah Al-Jathiyah, also a Makki surah, here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the fundamentals of deen in different ways. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this, in ayat, أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَحُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ, that those who perpetrate evil, they kneel, and they will go to fall onto their knees. Jathiyah means to kneel, to fall onto your knees. So this will be the condition of people begging for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if they did not have iman, there will be no way of salvation for them. كل أمّة تدعى إلى كتابها. Every nation,
the lowest or easiest branch is removing obstacles from the pathway. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, iman comprises of more than 70 branches, the most virtuous of which is the recitation of la ilaha illallah. And the lowest or easiest branch is removing obstacles from the pathway.
درد دل کے مرتا ہے بے درد بیمار تیرا کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبگار تیرا یہی دونوں عالم.
Purity of Allah, how great and how pure Allah is, that He has made this huge motaka in my control. That motaka that has got so much of power in it, that huge bus, that huge ship, aeroplane, and Allah has put it in my control. We should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ. Traveling especially, remember maut and think that we are going to return to Allah. With this vehicle of ours, with our form of transport, we will be moving from place to place. But one day we will be returning, and we won't be traveling, we won't be driving, we will be driven. We won't be walking, we will be carried.
الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. So we discussed the recitation of Surah Fatiha according to Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned. And we know from our own experience that this is one of our favorite surahs, and it should be also because it's impregnated with Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one occasion, a sahabi came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informing him, is one. Hazrat Hakim Sahib explains one beautiful point. He says, if you look, that the two surahs below it also starts with Qul. Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq also starts with Qul. Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Nas also starts with Qul. And the surah above Surah Ikhlas, Tabbat Yada Allah. And this, Hazrat Hakim Sahib, in quoting Allama Arusi Rahmatullah Alayhi, in the tafsir of Surah Ikhlas, he mentions that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taken qasam on the surah, and taking qasam and saying that this is Ismi Adam. And he mentioned the riwayat The Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, nobody did anybody give birth to him. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ And there is none like him. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam heard him making dua like this, immediately Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam responded with qasam. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدْهِ I take an oath by that being in whose hands is my life. He has asked in Allah's Ismi Adam. And his Ismi Adam is such, إِذَا دُوِيَ بِهِ أَجَاكِكْ You cannot join him to anything. Therefore specifically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used the word قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ Allahu samad. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent. As Hakim sahab quotes a hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala to explain the word as-samad. What is samad? Al-mustaghni an kulli ahad. Allah is that he is not born from somebody, he does not give birth to anybody, nor is anybody born from him. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ And none is equal to him. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ There is nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then as it mentions that what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they change it. But they should be proud that Allah is saying أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَى In fact, we are all fakirs. Even if your surname is Patel, you are Patel fakir. You are Bayat fakir. Our surnames are attached with fakir. Because Allah is saying, Antumul fuqara ilallah. You are all beggars to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very ikhlas. So he said, Qul. Say, who is commanding? Allah is commanding. Who is he commanding? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The grandfather of Hassan and Hussein. And he started with the Karbala incident. Again, after. The awliya according to their ma'rifat of Allah. The sulaha according to their ma'rifat of Allah. The ordinary person according to his understanding of Allah. If he gives everyone what they ask in their language to their hearts filled. فَآتَيْتُ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مَسْأَلَهُ Allah says, I will give everyone what he asks. مَا نَكَسَ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا إِنْدِي إِلَّهُ وَتَعَالَى who has everything. And he is making known his need in front of this dhat that is so gigantic. So when a person is reading salah, understand it in this way. نماز شروع کرنے سے پہلے والی شرطیں گزشتہ سبق میں بیان ہو چکی ہیں. As far as the sharait in the preconditions in the previous lesson, in lesson number one, need. Like a person that is a total beggar. لیکن اپنے عاجزی اختیار کریں اور لیکن حکم کی تعمیل میں سیدھا کرا ہو. And in order to fulfill the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stand up اور نظر سجدہ کے مقام پر جمع رکھے. And keep your eyes at the place of سجدہ. سبحانک اللہم پڑھے. That's the Sufi Iqbal's notes. Just the gist of the woman, they bend slightly and for a very short period of time. So it should be a complete ruku. That means the duration complete. And utter the tasbihat of ruku properly. So, to understand the subject matter, or just work for muflis, inayat be nihayat, is bacha alija ko malum karta hai. And now, you realize, it had a mission in mind. And it had some objective. Because it had a purpose the way it was going down the hill. And it goes down the hill and it comes to the river. And he's sitting at the river bank and he's watching. And at the river bank, like he hired a boat, there was a frog that was waiting. And he jumped onto the boat. So Allah Ta'ala instilled in him that Zunnun, we are the Lord and the Creator of all. That are those that worship us and those that reject us also. And we provide for each one. And from these type of stories, we can understand the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned regarding Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi. What a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In his heart, this thought, O Ibrahim, anta ghassalta wajhahu li ajli. You have washed his face for my sake. Wa anta ghassaltu qalbahu li ajli. And I have washed his heart for your sake. So within a few seconds, he became the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not a wali of ordinary rank. Then as I mentioned, the story to explain this, make sound everything like you are unique, and whatever you say, it is totally fresh. No, Allah shukr, these are all things that we have heard from our mashayikh and buzurgs. And this is the only thing that we know also Allah's fazl, what we have heard from them. Like for example, one person, he's listening even to Hazrat Maulana Masrullah Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. And Hazrat Muridin also is the same case. This I heard from our ustad. This I heard from Ahmad Bai in the masjid. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah. So Hazrat mentioned about Fuzail bin Iyaz, that he was going on a mission for highway robbing. And They thought they would rest before they go. They had their swords, etc. And he lied down under a tree. And he seen two green trees. Anusi Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi, explaining the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Dhul Jalal wal Ikram. And the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat explains, Hazrat Hakim Sahib explains, that Dhul Jalal, ay sahibul istighna'il mutlaq. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is totally independent, and al-Ikram, sahibul fadli al-tam, faith, that glory be to Allah, who knows my physical address, and who can see me. Wa ya'rifu makani, and he sees my place. So one is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees me, he knows my physical address, wa yarzukuni, and he sends the truckloads of goods to me. So that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's his command. It is the ego that will prevent you. Although you will give 101 reasons, I'm still not ready, etc. Ego is chalak. It's got different ways of arguing a thing and delaying a